Today's show is brought to you in part by Trimeno, protein-infused water. It boosts your metabolism, curbs your appetite, and increases your energy. Caffeine-free, sugar-free, only 28 calories, 7 grams of protein, and great flavors. It's not your ordinary water. It's way better. Protein never tasted so good. It's my drink. It should be yours, too. And also by the official doctor of my show, Dr. Lawrence Miller, world-renowned internist and pulmonologist, specializing in aesthetics, including facial rejuvenation, skin tightening and lifting, and body sculpting, and so much more, using the most innovative and up-to-date technologies. His goal, to help his patients obtain the look they have always dreamed of.
It's What's Up with Wendy.
My heart is literally skipping a beat. I am a huge fan. Welcome to my show, Paul Reiser.
Wow, thank you. That is so nice.
You are one of my all-time favorite people, Rachel Platten.
Oh my God, that was the nicest thing that anyone said to me. Thank you, Wendy.
David Osmond.
Wendy, what's up with you? That introduction just made my head explode. That was incredible.
Barbara Corcoran.
Wendy, nice to be here. You sound all perked up today. You're one of those perky types.
Yes, I am.
All the boys in high school that I didn't get.
Billy Bob Thornton, you had a tryout with the Kansas City Royals. Who knew that?
Yeah, I did. I tried out for the Royals. I got my collarbone broken.
Welcome to my show, Nate Berkus. I'm not excited at all that you're here.
I'm so excited that you're so excited. It makes me happy. Your energy's infectious.
Angela Bassett, could you pick a favorite role?
I cannot. They're like all your children. Can't pick a favorite child.
Tyler Henry.
Oh, thank you, Wendy. So happy to be here.
Welcome to my show, Cookie Johnson. My God, even if I wasn't a basketball fan, I'd be your biggest fan.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Coach Mike Krzyzewski.
Can your son play, Wendy? How big is he?
The beautiful Vanessa Williams. I know you come from a very strong line of women.
Exactly right.
Your mom was a force to be reckoned with.
You must have read my book. Both my parents helped me become the person that I am.
Welcome to my show, Henry Winkler.
Thank you so very much.
I think you're one of the nicest guys in showbiz. It's true.
That's a lovely thing, but I will say I'm one of the happiest and luckiest guys in showbiz.
And if I was ever asked to play any role on TV, I wanted to be the role she played for 7 years. I am so excited to welcome to my show Lori Loughlin.
Thank you, Wendy.
Hello, friends. You're listening to What's Up with Wendy. Today's show, superstar designer, best-selling author, TV host, since establishing his award-winning interior design firm at 24, his approach and elevated philosophy has transformed countless homes around the world. We all wish that he could come to our home. I am thrilled because today I'm welcoming back to my show, once again, Nate Berkus. And also, he takes you on a journey beyond the physical realm. His amazing gift of communicating with the deceased is unparalleled as he brings messages, validation, and specific details from spirits of those who have crossed over. Psychic medium, renowned psychic medium, Bill Phillips is also joining me. But first, her music can just take your breath away. Singer, author, dancer, mom of four, strong advocate for equal rights, humanitarian, multi-platinum recording artist, Grammy and Tony nominated actress, Emmy nominated TV star. Oh my gosh, welcome back to my show, the beautiful Vanessa Williams.
Wow. Thank you.
You know that you're in the open of my show.
Am I?
Yes. From the last time I interviewed you, we were talking about, I read your book and all the strong women in your life, and you just blow me away every time I talk to you.
Oh, nice. Well, I appreciate it.
And I have to say, one of your songs, you're going to be at the Richfield Playhouse on November 4th, and we're all so excited to have you here in our area. Your voice, so magical. When I hear you sing Save the Best for Last, it makes my heart soar.
Well, thank you. It's one of those, it's a beautiful song that I had the honor to get. And, you know, a lot of people had passed on that, which, you know, I'd heard after it was a big hit. Apparently, I think Barbara Streisand and Bette Midler, they both, their people maybe did not hear it for them. But I was the lucky one to actually get a chance to record it. So I'm glad it's mine.
It was meant to be. And I can't imagine anyone else singing it like you sing it. When you sing that song, I don't know, how does your heart, I can't even imagine.
Well, you know, it's one of the best compliments I get, I think, after my concerts is that people say, God, you sound just like the record. I said, well, yeah, because I'm singing on the record. That's me singing. So it's nice to, you know, there's no tricks. There's just great musicians. My bands have been with me for 20 years. I've got, you know, some additions along the way that are fantastic. And, you know, when I do my show, I, you know, of course, do hits like Save the Best for Last and Colors of the Wind from Pocahontas, and then I have a whole Broadway section, which I do, and I've been able to nab a couple of Broadway gals that I've worked with, and one in particular in the middle of the show does a great number that she did when we worked together in After Midnight. So it's a great, the show itself is a 90 minutes of storytelling, but hit after hit, and so there's stuff to make you move, but, you know, I think, the greatest compliment is when people go, oh my God, that sounds just like the record.
Yeah, it's me. It's Vanessa Williams. So you're going to be at the Richfield Playhouse right here in our area. We're so excited. For tickets, you can call 203-438-5795. Don't you love that stage there?
I love the stage. I was there last year, the last season, with Paul Schaefer, who's a fellow Harvey parent. You know, we're both at the Harvey School with our kids, and so I went to see him with his band and stuff, and I've seen also, I think I went to see Kim Russo, who was a clairvoyant.
Yes. Yeah, I've had her on before.
Okay. So I brought for one of my girlfriend's birth. She's really she had lost a friend, and I took her for her birthday and scooped her up and surprised her. So not only do I love the space because it's warm and cozy and you know, kind of very organic, but you know, I was sitting there. I go, oh my God, I live like 35 minutes away from here. Why aren't I not playing here? So I called after Paul Schaefer. I called my booker, my agent. I said, hello, you know, I'm a local here. Can I please play the Richfield Playhouse? And they got it together. So I'm happy to be close to home. I'm happy to be singing to friends and fellow, you know, parents of my daughter's school. But it's just, it's great. I love the area, and I've, you know, born and raised.
I can't believe you had a call. Maybe they thought that you wouldn't want to do it, because I can't imagine any other way why you'd have to call and say, I want to be at the Richfield Playhouse.
Well, you know, I mean, I've been out for so long doing, I mean, I do a variety of different things. I've done casinos. I do, you know, I've done arenas, luckily. I've done symphony dates and stuff. So a lot of people don't really know where to put me and don't exactly know what my show entails. And I think once they hear me and see me, they know that we can kind of morph into any kind of venue. And it'll be a wonderful opportunity on November 4th to just play and be there kind of amongst friends.
Oh, my gosh. And I have the story. Okay, you just got married again to the same person.
Third
I love
and final.
That,
that's it.
I
I'm
love
done.
That story, though. How you met. I was, I don't know what show, what you were being interviewed by somebody, and I never knew that story. I'm like, oh, my gosh. What a great story.
Yeah. It's one of those things. I was on vacation. My daughter had just finished studying ancient Greece and Egypt, and I said, at the end of the year, I'm going to take you to Egypt, and we can go on the pyramids and do camel rides and go on the Nile. And it had been my, I think, my fourth time there. And while I was, and I always have the same same guide, who's a fantastic woman who I absolutely adore. And we're sitting at dinner on our riverboat cruise, and she's beating me up, like, why aren't you married? What's going on? Why don't you have a boyfriend? And she ended up sitting next to my future husband on one of our excursions to Abu Simbel. And we got off the plane, and she said, you know, I sat next to this guy. He's really cute, and he's traveling alone. Go talk to him. So he was wearing a Buffalo Sabre shirt, and I walked up to him, and I said, are you from Buffalo? I said, my mom was born and raised there. My brother's a big Bills fan. So we started talking, and, you know, it was very light and casual. And then, you know, it was my last night. We flew back into Cairo, and my traveling companion says, you know, well, ask him out for dinner tonight. You only have one more night. And I go, come on, Aza. She's like, come on, what are you doing? Come on, ask him out. So I said, well, he's on another bus. How am I going to get him? And she said, hold on a sec. So she calls his traveling guide, and he gives his cell phone to Jim. And I said, hi, I know I just met you, but do you want to have dinner tonight? And we had a great dinner, a three-hour dinner, and I said, call me when you get back to New York, and that's how it all began 5 years ago.
I can't, you know, single mom here, I'm so inspired by you. That story, I'm so glad you told that story again. I love the story. You inspire me.
You just have to, you never know when the moment's going to be, but you have to be a little courageous, because it's very easy to be say now, well, I'm not going to do it. It's inappropriate, but you got to go for it.
And if Vanessa Williams can do it, we could, anyone can. I mean, gosh, if you did it, oh my gosh. That's the best story. I don't know how you do it all with the four kids, all the things that you do. And then let's talk about, okay, the book, the best title ever, You Have No Idea, which, you know, I read cover to cover. We talked about that last time. Will there be another one?
I don't know. I mean, I still have plenty of life to live, so possibly in the next, you know, I could do it in the next 20 years or so. Absolutely.
And let's talk about Daytime Divas.
It got canceled, actually. Yes, not coming back for season two. No, we had a nice, we had a nice 10-episode season, and you know, maybe it wasn't the right network for the actual show, but the fans that loved it, and now it's not coming back.
Oh my gosh! Well, I thought it was so. I was a television producer, so I thought this was like such a great thing, and you were so great in it. Was it fun though?
It was fun. It was fun. You know, it was about the behind the scenes of a talk show, and I played the producer host, and Star Jones was the actual, it was based on her book, so she was one of the executive producers. But, you know, it's, you know, now onward and upward to something else. I just did Modern Family a couple of weeks ago. I'm working with John Larroquette on his new show, Me, Myself, and I, and always have meetings about new material. So who knows when you'll see me next to my own thing.
Oh my God, how was Modern Family? I've had Eric Stonetreat on several times. What a riot.
Yeah, I worked with Sarah Hyland. We did a cute scene at she's working at a country club, and I'm a gold digger looking for my next victim. So it was hilarious. And, you know, it's always fun to pop in and do great television.
And she's such a nice girl, Sarah. I had her too. She's such a good person. So
yeah,
fun.
Yeah.
So you're going to be, Vanessa Williams is back at the Ridgefield Playhouse on November 4th. For tickets, call 203-438-5795. Of course, we'll hear. Hear some of your, you know, we'll hear Save the Best for Last. We'll hear Dreamin', right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And Colors,
yeah, Colors of the Wind. Absolutely.
Okay.
And then, you know, go ahead.
From Pocahontas, I mean, it won the Oscar, the Grammy, the Golden Globe for Best Original Song. Were you just blown away by that?
Well, the thrill was to actually sing it live at the Oscars. I mean, Whoopi Goldberg was a host that year in 1996. I got a chance to. I was wearing an amazing Versace gown. I had dancers and aerialists and a revolving staircase that I had to navigate, and it was a complete disaster, the dress rehearsal, because nobody knew what was going on. And then the night of the show was perfection. And, you know, I wasn't nervous at all because I knew it was my song. It was just kind of navigating from beginning to end, and it all worked perfectly.
That's of course it did. Well, we can't wait to see you at the Ridgefield Playhouse again. And thanks for sharing all those amazing stories. Come back anytime. I'm a big fan, Vanessa.
Thank Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
Love the support. All right. Take care.
Thanks. Coming up next, one of my favorite guys on the planet, Nate Berkus, is joining me right after this message.
From the WGCH Weather Center.
A breezy for today with a high 67 to 72. Clear tonight, 44 to 48. Sunny, warm tomorrow, 70 to 75. And mostly sunny Sunday, low 70s. Partly sunny, low 70s Monday. Tuesday, occasional rain showers. Temperatures between 70 and 75 degrees. I'm meteorologist Bill Jackwoman on 1490 WGCH.
The official drink of my show, America's number one selling protein water, Trimino. Protein-infused water increases your energy, boosts your metabolism, 7 grams of protein, B-complex vitamins, and only 28 calories, zero sugar, zero carbs, caffeine-free. Not your ordinary water. Now available in 5 flavors, peach, mixed berry, strawberry lemonade, coconut pineapple, and citrus. The official drink of my show, What's Up with Wendy. It's my drink. It should be yours, too. Dr. Lawrence Miller is the official doctor of my show. Dr. Miller is a world-renowned internist and pulmonologist specializing in aesthetics, using the most up-to-date aesthetic medicine procedures to restore youthful skin, using established and well-tested treatments. He knows each patient is unique, and his consultative process ensures a custom approach that accommodates individual needs and concerns. His goal, to help each person obtain the look they have always dreamed of. I am so proud to call Dr. Lawrence Miller the official doctor of my show. Dr. Miller's offices are located in the Westchester Aesthetic Center at Comprehensive Healthcare of Ardsley, New York. You can reach him at 914-231-7666 or westchesteraestheticcenter.com. He's my doctor. He should be yours, too.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm all right song.
You're listening to What's Up with Wendy. For the latest on me and my show, follow me on Instagram, What's Up with Wendy, and on Twitter, at Wendy Loewy Sloan, and on Facebook, What's Up with Wendy. Today's show is brought to you in part by Trimino, protein-infused water. It boosts your metabolism, curbs your appetite, and increases your energy. Caffeine-free, sugar-free, only 28 calories, 7 grams of protein, and great flavors. It's not your ordinary water. It's way better. Protein never tasted so good. It's my drink. It should be yours, too. And also by the official doctor of my show, Dr. Lawrence Miller, world-renowned internist and pulmonologist, specializing in aesthetics, including facial rejuvenation, skin tightening and lifting, and body sculpting, and so much more, using the most innovative and up-to-date technologies. His goal, to help his patients obtain the look they have always dreamed of.
Wasting money leads to a money pit.
Which is why I think it's so important that we step in and help.
Us, this is a complete dump.
My family and I have gone through a very difficult year.
I ran out of money.
Mentally, it's put a wedge in our marriage. You want to fix a family? Fix the kitchen.
Hi. Hi. Ah! Hi.
Nate Berkus and Jeremiah Brent are in our house.
Are you kidding me?
Are you serious?
Will you come live with me?
Javi, do you like the new house?
Is it a little bit messy?
Messy, messy.
It's so messy.
Yeah! There's so much work to do in this house.
I was hoping it was a little further along. We've got to get everything in here.
Do you think Jason and Kelly need one potty or two potties?
Two potties?
Yeah!
This room is ugly.
Can you stop making this so dramatic?
You're going to have the door end right here above this opening.
We'll see.
Shocking as this may seem, Jer and I don't always agree on every single design decision.
I think I'm right.
You always think you're right.
Turn your hearing aid up.
Unbelievable.
You know what the takeaway from this is?
Is that I'm brilliant.
You're adorable.
One, two, three.
Oh!
What?
Oh, my.
best reveal of my career.
Superstar designer, New York Times bestselling author, everyone wishes they could have their home miraculously transformed by him. He has become a household name everywhere. He's one of my all-time favorite people. Welcome back to my show, Nate Berkus.
Hi, Wendy. Thank you for having me back. How are you?
I'm great, Nate. How are you?
I'm great.
How's Poppy?
Poppy is really good. She is strong and independent and very, very opinionated, which I love.
And delicious.
And delicious. She's delicious.
And how is Jeremiah? Everything's good?
Everything is great with us. We're working on season two of our show and having a really good time.
I love it. I love the show. And I your Instagram, oh my God, I just adore it. All the posts that you put up there, awesome.
Thank you.
One of my favorite things about you, besides almost everything, is something that you said that sticks with me all the time. Our home should tell our story, reflect who we are, where we've been, who we loved, and where we hope to go.
100%. I find myself after 20 years in the design business pretty solidly planted where high-end design meets accessible design. And I like to know about everything new, everything coming, everything that, you know, in the world of design, as much as information as I can sort of chew through, which is why I'm actually talking to you from the Cooper Hewitt Smithsonian Design Museum in New York City today. I've partnered with Delta Faucet to celebrate National Design Week, and I love coming to stuff like this because it really keeps my eyes open to what's happening in the world of design and what tomorrow's about. But the best interiors are the ones that are so deeply personal, and that's really why for the last 20 years, the rooms that have always impressed me most, the clients that I've loved to work with the most, are the people and the companies that really represent who they are. I want to walk into someone's home and know something about you right away. And that, for me, is really successful decorating.
I love it. Every time I buy something or I'll look at something, I'll think of you and I'll know that you said that and I'll be like, it's so true. And then I'll walk into people's house and there will be, tell us, and I know also you love vintage. You love anything, a piece of vintage.
I do. You know, I like where vintage and sort of antique or vintage, and just like to be clear, because most people don't know this, but an antique has to be over 100 years old, so most of the things that we buy are technically vintage. But I like things that have a patina, things that look worn and aged over time. 90% of what I use in my own home is vintage, and the reason is that if it already has this patina effect, if it already has water stains on a tabletop because it's been around for 150 years, then I don't have to worry about it. I don't think we should be beholden to our things. I think we should live gracefully and beautifully with the things that we love, not be like worried when we have people over that, you know, no one's allowed to have a glass of red wine.
Right. Especially it was more like that kind of like my grandma, oh, be careful, the table.
Exactly. I mean, you know, our home is a no-coaster zone, definitely. I think what it comes from, though, truthfully, is that, you know, especially when you're talking about renovations, you know, personalizing your home and adding layers to your home to make it feel like you has always been important to me. And even now where everybody, you know, inspiration can be found everywhere and everybody can be their own decorator or at least make changes to their home because they have the access to find a pair of brass candlesticks or a Mexican textile on Etsy or eBay or any of these companies online. You know, it's the one thing that I will caution people is that when you're actually renovating, especially in areas like the kitchen or the bath, you really want to be, you want to reach for the things that are built in that are the best quality that you can afford. And so, you know, my rule of thumb is go crazy expressing your personality with things you might get tired of and things that are easy to change because our personalities change.
Right.
But if it's built in, make sure that you're using really high-quality materials that will stand the test of time.
How can you take risks when designing your space?
The best interiors for the last, you know, 200 years, the ones that we pin and obsess with and try and copy, are all the copyable interiors are the interiors where people took risks and did something deeply personal. So let the sun out, you know, of your personality. Let yourself combine colors in a way that your neighbor isn't doing or your mother-in-law doesn't think is pretty. Whatever it is, it's like when we really express ourselves in our homes and make decisions that reflect our personalities, you end up with a room that that is authentic. And that is, I think, one of the most exciting things about assembling a space.
If you just tuned in, I'm talking to Nate Burke. It's another thing you said that I'm going to now remember always, let the sun out. I love that. And anyone can really be a collector, right, Nate? You can pick up things from your travels or bring them back with you or the flea markets.
I think so. I mean, the truth is around that is that, you know, when I meet somebody for the first time, whether it's on a TV show and I'm redoing the space or they're a client of my design firm, I always ask them a ton of questions and ask for visual references to what they're drawn to. But, you know, culturally, we're all different. What do we have in our family's history that's important that we want to exhibit in our space, that we want to demonstrate through design? Are we a modernist? Are we a classic or a classicist? Are we, you know, what are the things that we reach for that really make our hearts sing? And I think when you know, every room, every space, every surface in our home is an opportunity to express our personality. And you can collect stuff. I mean, you don't have to have 600 stamps in your passport like I do. And, you know, be carrying, like, things wrapped in bubble on every flight like I do. You can go online and do a search for, I remember, like, a great example is Jeremiah and I were in Peru, and we saw these beautiful ceramic bowls that sit on the rooftops of every home. And I thought, there's no way I can carry a group of those home, but I want them. And we just went online and found them and had them sent from all over. So now we have a small collection of these ceramic Peruvian bowls that we know were all delivered to our front door. And they do have meaning to us when we look at it because it reminds us of being in that beautiful country and seeing them for the first time.
Wow, that's a great tip. Yeah, now with online, we can do anything. What does your dream house look like and where would it be?
I live in my dream house. It's a Spanish colonial home that we bought about a year ago when we moved to Los Angeles and renovated completely. And it will be coming up in Architectural Digest soon.
Oh, wow. I can't wait to see that. What is the most unexpected thing we would find in your home?
For me, the most unexpected thing is all the bright colored plastic toys that my daughter is obsessed with. I never thought that I'd be like stepping on Legos and blocks and you know, Play-Doh things. But, you know, again, I don't think we should be beholden to our possessions. I think that our decorating should create a space that allows a family to live in well. And so, you know, we there's Play-Doh in our rug. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? It's right. It's Poppy's. It's okay. She's so
exactly.
Delicious. What's next with the next wave in design or must have?
You know, I think people, because there's so much access in design, and this is one of the reasons I was so excited to partner with Delta Faucet, people are being very careful about making decisions in their home with things that are of the best quality and things that will really stand the test of time. So, you know, as I explore the different things that are available out there in the market and the design of a faucet, for instance, I want to make sure that I'm picking things that 10 years from now I'm still going to like. So it's interesting because the more access we have, the better editor we need to be. And we need to really only allow things that we love to cross our threshold because we're the ones that are going to be living with them every day.
That's right. Nate Perkins, I could talk to you till the end of time. You're the best.
Thanks, Wendy.
Thanks so much for joining me again. I really appreciate it. What great tips. Thanks again. Send our love to Jeremiah. Kiss Poppy for us. Thanks so much.
I absolutely will. Thanks again.
Thanks. Up next, you won't want to miss this. Renowned psychic medium Bill Phillips is joining me right after this break. You're listening to What's Up with Wendy.
From the WGCH Weather Center.
Sunny, breezy for today, 67 to 72. Clear tonight, 44 to 48. Sunny and warm tomorrow, 70 to 75. Mostly sunny Sunday, low 70s, and partly sunny, low 70s Monday. Rain showers, low 70s Tuesday. Need to sell your home? Get very low commission rates to sell your home fast with multimedia marketing with Candlewood Realty. Call 203-470-3275. Candlewood Realty, they make your dream home a reality. I'm meteorologist Bill Jackwoman on 1490 WGCH.
The official drink of my show, America's number one selling protein water, Trimino, just got way better. Announcing Trimino protein-infused water's new flavor, citrus. As with all Trimino flavors, it boosts your metabolism, curbs your appetite, increases your energy, caffeine-free, sugar-free, and only 28 calories. And now, a wonderful new flavor, citrus. Protein never tasted so good. Trimino protein-infused water is my drink. It should be yours, too. Dr. Lawrence Miller is the official doctor of my show. Dr. Miller is a world-renowned internist and pulmonologist specializing in aesthetics, using the most up-to-date aesthetic medicine procedures to restore youthful skin, using established and well-tested treatments. He knows each patient is unique, and his consultative process ensures a custom approach that accommodates individual needs and concerns. His goal, to help each person obtain the look they have always dreamed of. I am so proud to call Dr. Lawrence Miller the official doctor of my show. Dr. Miller's offices are located in the Westchester Aesthetic Center at Comprehensive Healthcare of Ardsley, New York. You can reach him at 914-231-7666 or westchesteraestheticcenter.com. He's my doctor. He should be yours, too.
WGCH.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove them all right song.
You're listening to What's Up with Wendy. For the latest on me and my show, follow me on Instagram, What's Up with Wendy, and on Twitter, at Wendy Loewy Sloan, and on Facebook, What's Up with Wendy. Today's show is brought to you in part by Trimino, protein-infused water. It boosts your metabolism, curbs your appetite, and increases your energy. Caffeine-free, sugar-free, only 28 calories, 7 grams of protein, and great flavors. It's not your ordinary water. It's way better. Protein never tasted so good. It's my drink. It should be yours, too. And also by the official doctor of my show, Dr. Lawrence Miller, world-renowned internist and pulmonologist, specializing in aesthetics, including facial rejuvenation, skin tightening and lifting, and body sculpting, and so much more, using the most innovative and up-to-date technologies. His goal, to help his patients obtain the look they have always dreamed of. He takes you on a journey beyond the physical realm. His amazing gift of communicating with the deceased is unparalleled, as he brings messages, validation, and specific detail from spirits of those who have crossed over. I am so thrilled and excited to welcome to my show renowned psychic medium Bill Phillips.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, Bill, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah.
I just have to start off with this, and reading about you, this is. I'm just going to read a couple little lines. We will always grow if we let the light guide us. For as long as I can remember, I have been fascinated with death, the deceased, and the afterlife. There I was, just a young boy, seeing spirits and not knowing what on earth to make of it. And I can't even imagine what that was like for you.
Yeah, it was pretty intense as a child, and then it sort of like faded, and then it returned when my mother passed away quite unexpectedly when I was just 14 years old, and that's really when everything sort of changed in my life, and when this sort of came back to me in a very profound way, and I definitely accredit her. As well as everyone else around me over there for sort of nudging me and pushing me to do this. I'm so grateful that I listened to them. And yeah, I've been very happy and very grateful to share it with anyone whenever I'm able to.
So you were just 14 years old. Your mom had passed away. And 2 days later, tell us what happened.
she basically woke me up out of a deep sleep, and I thought I was losing my mind.
Right, as like, we all would.
Like everyone else probably thinks as well, and she really just wanted me to know that that she was well and okay, and that she was going to help me help other people. And I didn't know what that meant at the time, you know, barely 14 going on 15, but about 3 years later, everything really clicked together for me, and I found myself randomly in a spiritual shop taking a class randomly on this, and I was able to bring through pretty profound information for a stranger, and that's really what got this rolling for me as far as trusting it. And ever since then, that's kind of like the past is, or the rest is history. And I found, especially with a kind of gift that you really don't seek it out. It really seeks you out. And I never thought when I was that age that I would ever, you know, think of myself doing this, especially on this level. But that's what they had in store for me. So I'm, you know, very blessed, very grateful. I travel a lot doing, you know, audience readings. And I've written a book about my experiences to help educate other people about this world. And I really feel that it's, you know, it's the reason why I'm here. So I'm very excited for this Sunday being back at Levity. I've been back for quite a bit, and it's always a very, you know, profound and healing experience for those that come out.
I bet. Bill Phillips' psychic medium is going to be at Levity Live this Sunday at 2 p.m. For tickets, you can go on nyack@levitylive.com. You can also call them. You said my validation gift was ascribed to me as a golden link to the other side. That just saying that alone is golden. It gives me chills.
Yeah, that's what happened. That going back to that night when I was just 18, and I, you know, stumbled across this metaphysical shop, and I was basically put to the test, and I knew I couldn't run from it. So I was sat down with a woman, and within a few minutes, I, you know, saw the visual of a female presence with blonde hair, and then I saw, I saw a J initial in my head, and I saw these prescription pill bottles kind of toppling over a table, and I didn't know what to make of it, so there was a teacher there, and she kind of helped me make sense of it, but without saying anything, the stranger told me that she had lost her dear friend, who was like a sister figure to her, named Julie, of a prescription pill overdose. It was a suicide. So for me, you know, I didn't know what to make of it, because what I had seen on television was what was much more dramatic than what I had experienced. It was almost like I was having a daydream in my mind, but I trusted it, and it led to that profound, you know, validation. So I kept on trusting it, and people kept coming to me from all over the place. And yeah, that's really how this began for me.
So I have a million questions for you, but I want to backtrack a little bit, because this
sure.
I'm taking myself to your 14-year-old self.
Mm-hmm.
You just lost probably the most important person in your life. And 2 days later, she appeared. Was it warming? Was it scary? Was it frightening? Was it everything?
You know, yeah, it definitely was a myriad of emotions that I was feeling. But ultimately, it was very heartfelt, very warming, because the part that I left out is that I had actually been taken from my mother when I was 9 years old, and she had her issues with drug and alcohol addiction when she was here, and ultimately that's what actually took her over. But I wasn't able to see her for almost 6 years, and I was able to miraculously get on a plane on a red eye and get there the same day that she died after 6 years of not seeing her physically. We had been in contact, but so as you can imagine, and also as her only child, it was a very traumatic experience for me, and I was so grateful to have those last moments with her, even though it was basically her on life support. I was able to say goodbye to her in that sense, and then to have her come to me 2 nights later, it was really life-changing for me. I didn't tell a lot of people because I didn't want to scare anyone. I didn't want people to think I was a crazy person.
Right.
So, I kept it very much to myself, and And that really led me on this curiosity of, you know, how did I see her? How did this happen? You know, all these different questions that I had no idea about, especially being raised by my grandmother, who is a devout Christian. So our belief systems didn't really match up at that point.
Oh, right. I can imagine. I have to tell you, my whole body, I have chills, tears filled up my eyes, because for any 14-year-old in general, I mean, that's too much to bear, but it was as if your mom was giving you a gift, like was showing you your way, your path. It was like she was lighting your yellow brick road for you right there.
Oh my God, that is so absolutely true. And that's exactly what it was. And, you know, for many different people that work, that you know, that are channels or mediums or psychics, there's usually a point of trauma that happens somewhere in their world that opens them up to this possibility, and then it grows from there. So for me, that's what I needed to see in order to really believe that this was true and real. And so that was my aha moment. And from there, it just kind of grew and grew and grew. And you know, there was definitely fear along the way with that. I actually went, I had trained to be an opera singer in a prestigious conservatory, and the spirits came with me, you know, and I was finding myself on the down low giving readings to like different faculty members and people that were, you know, part of the music world. And they all wanted me to really just step out of my comfort zone and pursue and do this. So I trusted everyone around me, and then my support system grew, and
wow.
Yeah, that's really how this all began.
If they say things happen for a reason,
yes.
Here you go. This is it. Okay, a million questions. In your everyday life, how do they find you? Do people come to you? Can you tune it off? Do you feel over? Like, is there some days you're just like, oh my God, I'm always with people? Because are people always trying to find you to get messages to people?
Yeah, you know, when I was younger, I kind of had a different sort of mindset with it. I wanted to talk to everyone I could because it was so new and fresh to me. But I since that time have learned spiritual boundaries with spirit and with the living as well. So I told spirit, okay, if you want me to talk to your living people, you need to send them to me. And so that's really what has happened, is that people will hear of me through word of mouth, or, you know, through media or through whatever avenue, and they will seek me out. So I, you know, you won't find me on the streets giving a random person a reading, you know, in Times Square. I believe there's certain ethics to this I definitely, you know, adhere to and respect. And I really feel that part of that is allowing people to come when it's the right time for them, and not really pushing it onto them. That's always been a philosophy of mine. So that's what I try my best to stay true to, although there are times where people are very persistent from the other side, and a lot of times it's like, I always give the analogy of, you know, having someone nag you, like either in the physical world, like a parent or a spouse, you know, and we usually tune it out to a certain degree when someone's, you know, telling you to do the dishes or take out the trash or whatever it may be, and you usually are present with them, but you're usually able to kind of tune them out. And that's kind of how this works for me as well when I'm channeling, is that it's always going on, there's always static going on, you know, in the background, that I have to be able to give my energy to it and give my attention to it, and then from there it kind of like takes on a life of its own. So you know, when I do these audience readings, really what happens is that the dead are trying to help the living in every way possible know that they are around them. So what I find is that they're actually helping each other together come through and sort of orchestrate all of these messages and parallels and validations to let the people in front of me know that, first of all, there's no such thing as death, and secondly, we go somewhere beautiful after we die, and lastly, that our people that do die, that leave a physical body, they're still very much a part of our lives. But we have to be, of course, open to that possibility, because they're not standing in front of us in a physical way anymore. They're strictly this energetic, you know, souls flying around us. And that's really the part that that I try to show people to kind of, sort of like tune out the ego thoughts and the thoughts of like, you know, rational mind, and just let yourself be present with an energy that's not connected anymore to the physical shell.
If you just tuned in, renowned psychic medium Bill Phillips, he's taking you on a journey, all of us on a journey, and he will be this Sunday at Levity Live, NIAC at levitylive.com for tickets at 2 p.m. Beyond the physical realm, his amazing gift of communicating with the deceased is unparalleled as he brings through messages, validation, and specific details from spirits who have crossed over. Okay, so we're coming on Sunday, and then we're basically asking who we want, who has passed over. We're asking them to come to you. Is that how it works?
Yes. Yeah, and you know, a lot of times, like, I will start to get people showing up within a couple of days of being there. So what happens is that, you know, let's say, like, you know, Sally lost her mom, and Sally's, you know, in washing dishes and telling her mom, please, mom, mention the ladybug that, you know, the ladybug pin that you gave to me, you know, on my 21st birthday or something like that. And then I'll come out and start channeling, and then I might say, you know, okay, there's a mother figure you're talking about, you know, Sally and a ladybug. So it really depends on how they want me to say it, but usually they're trying to bring up things in which you have the intention for or that they need to tell you. So for every person, it's different, and for many, you know, it could be people that were very close to you in life. It could also be people that knew of you through the family. So a lot of times I'll find that, you know, someone was talking to their boss about this, and the boss lost her son, and this person will come out wanting to hear from her mom, and she may very well hear from her, but she'll also hear from this boss's son as well and be sort of like a messenger for her afterwards. That's usually how this works, is that it's sort of like the gift that keeps on giving in time, you know. So as long as you come with an open heart and an open mind, then it's definitely very much life-changing when and if they come through for you. But overall, though, a lot of people will leave knowing that they'll have a different belief system, a different idea, because they will hear something that will completely resonate with them as well, that will show them, yes, your dad is with you. Yes, you know, he saw you on his birthday last week. Yes, you know, he's still smoking over there. So, you know, it really just takes a lot of lifting your energy, being happy in a happy space, and letting them sort of do the rest for us.
So there's no such thing as death. So when we cross over, we're not in pain anymore. Everything's beautiful.
It truly is. All of the negative, mindset, emotions, negativity, fear, doubt, dis-ease, whatever we experience on that level is in human form. It's in a physical form. So when we leave that body of armor behind, we leave that behind as well, and we are truly just in spirit form. So we are in that, really in that angelic place. And for every soul, their version of that place will look different. So, you know, if Grandpa Fred was an avid, golfer, he's probably doing what he loved to do in life over there. Or I had somebody recently that I read for that had a very close friend come through, and he kept showing me playing basketball, and he happened to be like a very, very well-known basketball player that had died. And so he was showing me what he was doing in his heaven. So everyone's different. Everyone's view will be different. But truly, when we are there, we are basically creating our version of heaven. And that's always their message to us here, is that they want us to sort of be in the moment, live in the moment. Don't live just to exist. Like, do what you want to do, or dream big, strive for larger things than what you're doing, and don't let life pass you by. That's always their strongest message when they're coming through, is don't do what I did. Don't make the mistake that I did, and, you know, work until you were 65 and not had anything to show for it. Do what you love to do and live your life, and that's truly the the point of them making contact.
They're trying to help. They're trying to help us from the other side. This Sunday at 2 p.m. You won't want to miss psychic medium, renowned psychic medium Bill Phillips at Levity Live. Nyack at levitylive.com for tickets. If there's anything left, I bet people are like lining up outside right now because they can't wait to get to you. When we what if there's a very big, say we lost somebody very young and then we live another 100 years, let's say, we're just giving a, how would we recognize them? How do we know?
That's a very good question. A lot of times, especially with like children that have passed or siblings or people that went before their time, they usually plan that before they came in. They usually plan to leave as part of their contract. And a lot of times, and there's no rules, this is really like a one-size-fits-all, but really what happens is that they're watching over their soul groups. They're watching over the people that were important to them in this life, and they're helping them evolve and grow. And so usually what I find is that it can be about 2 generations that they'll hang out up there until you join them. And then you guys will decide as a soul group who wants to come back next and who wants to be a different role. So if your mom wants to come back as your child, you guys will kind of plan all that out over there. But you will recognize them as you recognize them when they were here. They don't change the reference to you. So if you lost a child, of course that child's around you. But more importantly, when you go up there as well to join them, you will see them as what they were to you in this life.
Isn't that, I mean, just, especially for people that, you know, that lost people before their time, you must bring such, I don't even know what to say, like, complete their life, because when you lose someone beyond their time, your life stops. Is there one story that stands out?
There's so many, and that's actually why I also wrote my book as well, was to educate people about what happens after the reading. Because in the reading, you know, it's very emotional, very overwhelming, but there's always a few pieces that the person has no idea about. So that's why I wrote the book. And one story that comes to mind is that I was reading for a woman, and her father had come through, and he was talking about reuniting the family, and he kept giving a name like Susie, Susan, and the person had no idea what it meant at the time. And then a few months later, what they found out was that that there was a Susan that was given up for adoption like years ago, and she had made contact with the remaining family and brought this family back together after, you know, 50 years or so.
Wow.
And that person had no idea, but it's a true testament to show that spirit's always orchestrating, first of all, love, but also secondly, coming together of families and people that are supposed to be close in your life. So that's just one of many, many stories in which sort of validate that experience. When I was when I was 18, one of my very first readings that I gave, I had someone's mom coming through, and she kept talking about sending her long lost love back to this person. And the person thought I was completely like crazy and, you know, just off my rocker. And she had said, you know, it's been 8 years and this person is no longer in the country and I have not heard from him and yada, yada, yada. Well, the next day I got a voicemail from her, and she was, you know, crying, of course, on the voicemail, telling me that when she got home that night, there was a voicemail on her answering machine from her love from 8 years ago. And that really, and see, that's what they do, is they really are trying to orchestrate these events to validate that they're around you in that moment. So a lot of times, because there's no time over there, some of these messages will take a few, you know, few days, weeks, or even months to really come and transpire together. But I feel like when that happens, it's so miraculous and magical, and truly does solidify and show these people that, yes, your people are just as much a part of your life now as they were when they were physically here.
Wow.
They just change form.
You give new meaning to, we will always grow if we let the light guide us. Like, I totally get it now. And you all will too when you go to Levity Live this Sunday, 2 p.m., nyack@levitylive.com, to see renowned psychic medium Bill Phillips and also his book. I can't wait to read this. Expect the Unexpected, Bringing Peace, Healing, and Hope from the Other Side. I'm getting it tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. That's so awesome.
You are
very
special, but you knew that. But I'm telling you that you just, everyone who's listening, you've made such a difference. You've made a difference to me already.
Thank you so much. Well, you know, we're all special. We all have a purpose for being here. I'm just grateful that this is my purpose and this time around.
what a gift you are to us. Bill, come back anytime.
Oh, thank you. I will for sure. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Trimeno protein-infused water. It boosts your metabolism, curbs your appetite, and increases your energy. Caffeine-free, sugar-free, only 28 calories, 7 grams of protein, and great flavors. It's not your ordinary water. It's way better. Protein never tasted so good. It's my drink. It should be yours, too. And also by the official doctor of my show, Dr. Lawrence Miller, world-renowned internist and pulmonologist, specializing in aesthetics, including facial rejuvenation, skin tightening and lifting, and body sculpting, and so much more, using the most innovative and up-to-date technologies. His goal, to help his patients obtain the look they have always dreamed of. This broadcast is copyrighted by What's Up with Wendy for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast without What's Up with Wendy's consent is prohibited. Thanks to all my amazing guests today. Have a wonderful weekend.
Follow Wendy on Facebook, What's Up with Wendy, and on Twitter at Wendy Loewy Sloan. No, I've still got a lot of fire left in me.